be a quick decider. Okay, that means decision and action, decision and action, decision. It's not just a decision that's an idea, but it's like, okay, do it quick. Close the gap on time. You thought about talking to that investor, go pick up the phone and do it. Act quickly, immediate action. You thought about, wow, I can submit a proposal to this agency. I can do that. Go do it right now. Do not delay. Okay, in this episode, we are going to be discussing part two of the Manifestation Matrix. In part one of the Manifestation Matrix, we discuss the importance of desire, denial, decision, expectation, and staying open to receiving. And I really encourage you to go back and listen to that episode maybe several times and dial in these phases, these aspects, these points on the manifestation wheel, if you will, and answer the questions for yourself. Take out pen to paper that I posed to you at the end of that episode. There's some good thinking stuff there to really get you clear. And as you do that, or once you do that, or when you go back and do that, then also phase two or part two of this discussion of the manifestation matrix starts with action. You are going to want to step into action. So that is the next point on the manifestation wheel, if you will, or the next phase or step that we want to talk about. Action, it's like beyond critical. Everyone talks about action, like of course you have to take action. But listen up here. You have to take massive, immediate, continuous action. Let me repeat that, because so many people think, oh, I can just do X, Y, and Z and then go take a nap or check out or whatever your version of not taking action is, okay? But you have to take massive, immediate, consistent action. And if you need a little acronym or want a little acronym for that, think of MIC, right? You need to like amplify your action. And what does a MIC do? It amplifies your action. And what are the three types of actions that you have to take? Massive, immediate, and consistent or continuous. Okay, so that's what MIC stands for: massive, immediate, and continuous, consistent action. Okay, so if you want to amplify your life, if you want to amplify your business, if you want to take it to the next level, you must be doing this. There is no other way. And I didn't really get this in the beginning. Let me just tell you, I was an action taker without a doubt. Okay. I was always busy. I was always doing stuff, but I wasn't always taking the needle moving action that I needed to take. So let's talk about what the needle moving action is and fit that into the massive, immediate, and continuous action. Okay. So needle moving action is the thing that is actually going to move you forward, not the freaking busy work. Not the things that you're checking off your list because they feel satisfying, but aren't actually going to move your business forward. These are the actions that you are probably in resistance to, so much so that you're not even seeing them, or you're saying, oh, that's too simple, or I don't need to do that, or I want to create this complicated system and in order to avoid doing particular things in your business. And you must get clear on what is actually going to move the needle, meaning get you the results that you want in your business. Okay? If you're doing the same thing you've always done and getting the results you've always gotten, rethink that. Okay? Just that's a level of truth that you have about how you are approaching your life and your business. If you're getting the same results or incremental results and you want to get bigger results or better results or shift things more rapidly, you have to rethink the actions that you're taking. You can't keep taking the same actions and get different results. That's illogical, irrational, insane. Okay. Okay. Love you, but that's not going to get you to where you want to go. It's a big, big, big deal. So you have to unpack that. Then you have to look at, okay, here's what I want. I've made the big decision to do it. What is an immediate action that I can take that means that I will not go back on this? I will not sidestep it. I will not second guess myself. I will not retreat. I will not make my goals smaller. I won't avoid. I won't distract. Okay? What all those ways that you go into denial, how are you going to keep yourself from doing that with massive, immediate, consistent action? So let's look at both massive and immediate. So the immediate action has, you want it, once you decide you need to take immediate action, okay? Don't wait till the end of the day. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until next month. Okay, I see this all the time. And you know what happens when you wait? Your subconscious has that subconscious programming that wants to keep you safe and sane, wants to keep you going along the same path, not changing, getting the same results, because that's what's survivable to your subconscious. You have not died yet by continuing along the same path. And your subconscious is very black and white. It says, this is survivable, therefore she will live. Or this is new. We don't know if she can survive this. Therefore, I'm going to sabotage you. I'm going to distract you, like get you to agree with all the ways, reasons to stop so that you don't do this. Now, your conscious mind knows, hey, being more visible in my marketing is not going to kill me. Okay, I might make a mistake, but it's not going to kill me. Your subconscious does not know that. Your subconscious thinks, hey, she might get rejected and that's not survivable, because when I get rejected, I lose love and therefore I don't have the security coming to me, because when I was a baby, I needed the security from my parents to survive. They provided shelter, they provided food, they provided clothing, they provided water. And I knew that I was going to get that if the love was flowing. So your subconscious doesn't know that you won't survive that. So it will do all sorts of things to get in the way. And the longer you wait to take action, the easier that your subconscious has to distract you, divert you. Okay, off course, back to the old way of being and existing. So you're going to want to look. You're going to really want to look at how immediately you take action. It's one of the things that I coach my clients on all the time. They hear me say it all the time. Be a quick decider. Okay, that means decision and action, decision and action, decision. It's not just a decision that's an idea, but it's like, okay, do it quick. Close the gap on time. You thought about talking to that investor, go pick up the phone and do it. Act quickly, immediate action. You thought about, wow, I can submit a proposal to this agency. I can do that. Go do it right now. Do not delay. Okay? I was just talking to Sarah on my team about a challenge that we're having in our business right now. And we were like, you know, how do we handle this? Do we do this or do we do this? And one of the things she reflected back was like, I'm so happy that you want to solve these problems right away. Like, you're such a quick action taker. Like, we're not postponing that till like our next meeting. We are dealing with it right now and solving for it. And you know what? It took us 15 minutes to solve that problem. Okay. Instead of putting it off a week or two. Now, that's not to say that everything has to be the same level of urgency. Okay, you do need to triage, if you will. Like, there are things that are more important than less important, but you have to start trusting yourself. This is important. This is what's going to move the needle. This I need to do now. Okay, sometimes you have to learn that also. Okay, so then it has to be massive action. So what does massive action mean? It means that the thing that you need to do to move the needle is probably going to take more effort than you thought. Okay, so let's use that marketing example of being visible on social media or something like that. You think you can do something once and that's enough. And I'm constantly, you know, having this conversation with my team. Like, we actually have to get more out there. Like, no more. Like, post 4 times, 5 times. This is not like, we can't communicate this just once. This is a big message. We need to do it all the time, everywhere. Every time I've been successful in my business, I have taken something and amplified it. Okay? So you have to take massive action because it's going to take more than you think. And you have to be not afraid of that. Okay? So this is more outreach to people, more marketing, more sales conversations, more going to networking events, more showing up at events, more learning, more training, more reading, more studying, more investing in your business, more investing in yourself. Maybe you need to run more or go to the gym more. The effort is more than you really think is required. It requires massive, massive action. Now, don't misunderstand this. Massive action is not splayed action. Massive action is not spin out action. Massive action is not going in 1,001 different directions. Now, it can be if you're not clear and focused, if you don't know what you need to actually be working on right now. There is an art to strategic focus, but once you are decided about what your focus is, then you need to take massive action around that. This is going to grow you. It's going to stretch you. You will be on your growth edge here. And that's a great place to be. There's always tension in the growth. Absolutely. If you want to get to the next level, do you think you just stay the same? No, absolutely not. You're going to have to grow your capacity. You're going to have to do it at the next level. And that's going to be a challenge for you. You're going to be like, oh, how do I do this? It's pushing my edges. Stick with it. Okay. Stay continuous with it. Do not do it a little bit here, a little bit there. I do it some days, not every day. I do it a little bit here, basically sporadically. I have done that. I have been, you know, I will be in full transparency. I have done that. It doesn't work. It never does. Never will. Okay. It helps a little, but it doesn't get you the results that you want. Consistent, continuous action. And I learned this at every level. Every level I get to, I realize I want to do it inconsistently because I'm in resistance to it. I'm on my growth edge. It's pushing me. I can feel myself being distracted, and I have to remember these three keys: massive, immediate, consistent, continuous action. You don't stop. And some people think like, oh, Monday through Friday, I take the weekends off. Think about that. Is that going to get you the results that you want? Think about how you might lose momentum if you stop something on the weekend. Like, say you're working with your beliefs in the morning, right? For the first, 3-4 years of this business, I've been in business in different businesses, but this business, when I was really in massive growth and all my shit was coming up all the freaking time, I woke up with anxiety every morning. I was like, ding! Anxiety, right? Because I was pushing myself. I was really calling myself. I wanted it badly enough, for sure, which is great. And I was calling myself to a higher level, but I hadn't yet made that adjustment where I was used to taking this next level, new level of action. And I would wake up with stress. Okay. I was in that oil and water phase of the terror barrier, which we'll talk about in another episode, but I had to stay consistent every morning, working through my stuff, getting myself recommitted to my desires, working through my mindset, sending an email to my mentor with questions, re-looking at the laws and asking myself, what do I need to apply right now? I needed to be continuous in that. Okay. And if I stopped that on the weekend, what do you think happened? I was spun out for the rest of the day. I couldn't get into momentum. Okay. Why would you stop on the weekends? This is a middle class mindset. This is a mindset of okay, just okay. I need to have time off. Hey, if you love what you're doing, it should feel like joy. Okay. It should feel like an extraordinary, it should light you up. Okay. And I don't care if you're working for someone else or you're working for yourself. Now, this is not an argument. Don't get me wrong and don't come back at me and say, don't you take time off and don't you need some time off? And like, what about balance? And, you know, I'm going to get burnt out. The burnout comes from the guilt and the shame and the lack of taking the right kind of action. Okay. It comes from being splayed, not focused, not in love with what you're doing, not facing what you want. Now, there are times where I'm like, oh, we have way too friggin' many initiatives going at once and I need to refocus. That's okay. Refocus. But what you're focused on, you need to stay consistent to. Does this mean don't take time off? Absolutely not. You know, on the weekends, do I shift my focus to more chill out time, doing other things, allowing myself to let other energies come in, right? Having great sex, going out to a nice dinner, watching a good movie. All of that is part of my life as well. But I am not going to take my eye off the ball to such an extent that I've lost my momentum come Monday. I just won't do it. I want what I want badly enough. And I hope you do too. Okay, so that's a bit on action. And then you're going to want to choose. Now, what's the difference between decision and choice? Choice, I'm making the distinction here that choice is a more daily, moment-to-moment kind of activity. So our greatest power as human beings is our power to choose. And this is our power to choose how we think, what our attitude is, how we're going to approach what we're doing, what our mental mindset is. What are you choosing right now? Are you choosing to believe that you can do it? Or are you choosing to believe that there is something fundamentally flawed with you that's going to keep you from doing it? That's a choice. Are you going to have faith? Or are you going to think that just because you haven't seen something yet manifest in your 3D world, that it's not going to be here? Are you going to choose to understand the laws and live by the laws? Or are you going to choose to blow it off and think that they don't exist and keep doing it the old way that's only gotten you to where you are now, which could be good, but you want better. Or it could be you've gotten stuff, but it's been a slog or hard and you want better. Okay. Are you going to choose to better your best every single day? Or are you going to think, oh, if I look at the mistakes that I made, that is calling myself wrong or bad, and I'm not willing to look at that. Like, these are all the little choices that you have. Are you going to choose to focus on what you want or focus on what you don't want? Are you going to choose to act quickly or are you going to choose to act slowly? Are you going to choose to have an empowered attitude or are you going to choose to be a victim and blame other people? What are you choosing on a daily, moment-to-moment, like, time frame, moment-to-moment basis, okay? You have the power to choose all of these things, and your choices are causative. You are 100% personally responsible for your outcomes, your results. What are you choosing? What choices did you make that led to this outcome? Look at that causative relationship and figure out what new choices you have to make. That's extraordinary that you're able to make new choices at any point in time. That's powerful. That's what you want to step into, okay? So you want to continue to choose what you want, not what you don't want. Think about that. You're going to want to choose things in your life around the people you hang out with. What's the, what, your environment is so important. Let's look at the choices you make in your environment. So your environment is not just your physical environment, but that's very important. Is your space, are you choosing to allow your space to be clean and orderly, right? Order is hugely important, okay? Or are you allowing your space to be chaotic and distracting and an energy suck, okay? Are you in an environment that is beautiful to you? Or are you in an environment that isn't? Make a small choice right now to clean up your environment. Now, you might not be in a position yet, and I say yet because if you're on this journey, you're going to be making some quick progress with me here, okay? So you might not be in a place yet to move to a more beautiful environment. But what could you do now? Could you buy yourself some flowers? Could you clean up a closet? Could you get matching hangers in your closet? That was one of the things I did that really, it's beautiful now. It's not all like in disorder. Can you go through and clean up the things that you're not using anymore in your bathroom cupboard, right? This is a constant evolution of choice, choosing to keep order versus chaos in your life. What kind of choices are you making in your relationships? Okay. Do you have people in your life that are toxic, people that bring you down, people that aren't supportive, people that are victims, people that are drama queens, people that are too needy in your life? Okay. What choices are you making in your relationships as well? Are you choosing to share yourself? Are you choosing to be open? Are you choosing to be intimate? Are you choosing to give? Are you choosing to really show up? Are you choosing to be brave and courageous in the conversations that you have? Are you choosing to be clear and direct in the conversations that you have? Who are you choosing to be? Who are you choosing to be? The beingness level is so important in your life. You want to be the person who has the life that you want. Who is that? Are you choosing to be her now? Act as if you are her now. What would you need to choose there? So choice is just massively important. So what are you choosing in your environment? Clothes, houses, furniture, cars, vacations, masterminds, people that you surround yourself, events that you go to, right? This is all part of your environment. And then, you know, choosing your thoughts, choosing your actions, choosing the people that you surround yourself by, all of this is choice. All of it is your choice. So important. Okay, so that's choice as part of the manifestation matrix. And then the next point on the matrix is stay unstoppable. You want to go to the next level. This is how you really create your extraordinary life. This is how you really step into your potential. This is how you really step into more. You don't stop. You don't stop with one goal. You keep growing. You keep going to the next level. So right now, what is the next thing for you? What's that next level goal? Always have that next level goal in mind now before you reach this goal, okay? Now, another way of looking at being unstoppable is around, you know, here's the thing. In business, there are always going to be challenges. There are never not going to be challenges. Bigger business, bigger challenges. Hey, get used to it. I'm just like, alert, alert, alert. Bigger business, bigger challenges, but bigger opportunities, bigger, more fun too. Okay. So there's not just the bigger challenges, but there's always going to be something, issues coming your way. And I talk to my clients a lot about learning to surf, right? The waves of the ocean, they keep going. Okay. They keep coming. Whether you like okay, so you're in the ocean, your body's surfing, the waves keep coming, and you get knocked down by one of the waves, and you get tumbled at the bottom of the ocean, and all the sand gets in your bathing suit and in all your crevices, and you're like thrown asunder, and you feel like crap. You're like, what the hell just happened? You gotta get right back up. You gotta get back on that horse. You gotta surf again. But what you really need to do is you need to learn how to surf rather than be thrown by those challenges. So instead of being knocked down by that wave, you have to learn how to body surf, like go with the challenge instead of fight it. Instead of making it mean that you're wrong, you're bad, something's happened that you can't handle, that you're deficient in, or that you need to feel shame about. You need to actually problem solve, learn to surf, get out there again, and step into a larger version of yourself. That's how you become unstoppable. You must step into a larger version of yourself all the time. And this comes back to choice, right? This comes back to acting. This comes back to expecting more, okay? All of that. Step out of the denial. Step out of the wronging. Step into the desire. Really own it. I'm gonna have what I want. I'm gonna get what I want. This is how you step into your greatness. This is how you become unstoppable. And at every level, the challenges are gonna be new, and you're gonna have to learn to surf. But you learn. That's a muscle that you can build. That is a capacity that you can have, that you can grow in yourself. And once you have it, it can never be taken away. But in the beginning, learning to surf is challenging, and you need some help navigating that. You need a surf teacher, right? And some wetsuits, right? You need the tools. Okay, so with that, step into the manifestation matrix. Go back to part one of this discussion about the manifestation matrix, so you have all of it together. Look at desire, denial, decision, expectation, staying open and receiving, acting, choosing, and being unstoppable and continuing to go for more. Okay, rock it out, be unstoppable. Catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.